This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Have you ever wanted to be part of a chorus but didn't think that you would make the cut? Well, now you have your chance. Beginning tonight, a new musical endeavor begins at Motorco in Durham. The pop-up chorus will be a chance for anyone to come and be part of a musical chorus with no commitment and no auditions. I'm joined by program organizer Lauren Bromley Hodge and conductor Seamus Kenny to discuss this new project. Thanks both for being here.
Thanks so much.
So, Lauren, we'll start off by just saying that while you are here on completely, while you're here to talk about the pop-up chorus, you have a good relation with WUNC because your husband, Eric Hodge, can be heard here every single morning on Morning Edition.
It is true. It is all true. My husband, Eric Hodge, is the host.
Let's first talk about the idea. Why do something like this?
Well, the thing I really love about chorus in general is that it creates community. You know, that's really my pumping drive for all of this. And a pop-up chorus for adults is just a way for adults to be able to sing without having to make the kind of usual commitment, weekly commitment. And most adults are too busy. And a lot of adults are kind of intimidated, truthfully, by joining, you know, a formal chorus. So,
and you both have done work with choruses before, working specifically with high school students. I want to hear a track that you've recorded with a group of high school students. This is not a pop-up chorus so much as a chorus of young singers. Let's hear this version of Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't.
Seamus, you're a conductor. So what is it like to try and conduct a group? That right there sounds, well, that's a wonderful concoction of voices. And certainly you had a pretty talented singer who was doing the lead part there. What's it like for you to stand in front of a group of people and try to figure out how to conduct, to make all of these different backgrounds and experience and voices meld into one?
Well, I teach middle schoolers as my day job, and they're pretty new to the whole idea of coming to my chorus class as an elective. So I'm during the day at this like ground level, like, no, this is how you stand and then this is where you face, and when I do this it means this. Kind of what I'll be doing with the pop-up chorus, which is everybody to show up. If you could sing this harmony, huzzah huzzah, we'll add a harmony to this. So I was the lead singer of a band for 10 years. We call S&M and M&M, and I just love leading people in music, and I do it at parties sometimes just randomly, so it comes pretty naturally to me to get people to sing. So
Lauren, anyone can just show up, and you don't have to have any musical background. You just show up.
Absolutely. I think that to an extent it'll be excuse me, self-selecting according to whether you actually love to sing. So I've mentioned it to a few people, like people in the bank, just, you know, people all over the place, and they'll say, I really love to sing, you know, and that's kind of the common denominator. But there's absolutely no need for any kind of experience, but it is sort of an opportunity to step out of your car or step out of your shower or step out of all those secret places where a lot of people who don't get a chance more formally to sing, you sing. So, you know, you can come together in a group.
Yeah, and some people aren't, you know, some people will tell you they love to sing, and other people keep that stuff a secret.
Yep.
They keep it locked up.
Some
they don't tell
down.
Anybody. So hopefully we're creating an opportunity, a really safe opportunity, you know, for someone to come out who says, you know, I sing along with the radio all the time, but if I sang in front of somebody else, I am terrified of that. Well, grab three of your friends, show up, and if you have 30 people, you can just blend right in. and you can do that thing that you love, and you can do it with a group of people, which just it. I always tell my students, every time you add a singer to a group, it has an exponential effect.
There's a real thing about safety in numbers. And if you are that kind of person who sings along to the radio, sings all the time, but is kind of truthfully kind of scared of the idea of singing in public, singing in front of other people, that fear goes away really quickly when, you know, as Seamus said, you have three of your friends with you, you're in a group, and your voices blend together. And the idea of that sort of exponential addition of one voice to a group rippling out is, you know, that's an excellent idea about, you know, about the creation of music.
What type of songs can people expect to be singing when they walk into Motorco? What will we get?
Well, we don't really announce that until
it's a surprise.
A week before, about a week before, until we've done the one before. So we have announced what the first two songs will be. The first one is a Peter Bjornejohn song. And I could tell you the title, but most people, when you hear the title, they're like, what? And then all you have to do is go.
Oh, it's the whistling song.
Yeah, so it's exactly. That one. And we're doing a Jesus and Mary Chain song that features Hope Sandoval. So we've got like an indie rock edge for the first night, and it's guy-girl duets. We call it first night jitters, first date jitters. So like it's kind of like a first date. It's our first time trying this. So especially,
so that's our first theme is indie boy-girl duets.
And if there was any song that you could break in a new group of singers on, I think whistling is a very easy introduction. We can all whistle. And at whistling, I don't think we're embarrassed to show how we whistle as much as we are sometimes.
My goal will be to get the whistling all in tune. That would be the tricky part, just having everyone whistle in tune.
So yeah. If people want to start practicing their whistling for Monday night, they can. With, I think the song is called Young Folks, yeah. The Peter yeah. Bjorn and John song. Thank you both for being here so much.
Thank you. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. And I hope you'll come out and sing, Phoebe. Yeah.
We'll see you there.
We'll
maybe. See you there.
Just
yeah.
pop in.
I'll see you next to Eric Hodge. Lauren Hodge and Seamus Kenny are the organizers of Pop-Up Chorus, which begins tonight at Motorco in Durham and will run for the next 8 Mondays. Doors open at 6. There's a suggested donation of $5, and you can drop in for one or all of the sessions. I'm Phoebe Judge. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Doesn't matter.